Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, I just wanted to make you aware of a couple things before we get to the main topic. As usual, I'm trying to get as much in this hour as I possibly can. Before we get to every single eyewitness counters the government and the mainstream media accounts. Have you noticed this over and over and over again? They're trying to discredit eyewitnesses, and they're trying to give credit to their useful idiots that weren't partakers as eyewitness or ear witnesses of the said crime or crisis or whatever may have taken place during that particular time. This is insane. I mean, it truly is. But before we get to that, I want to highlight this really quick. You know, when we were in South Dakota this last week, my wife had told me, and we're seeing this more and more and more and more. On one of our receipts we actually got a inflation charge of 2.99% tagged onto our bill. I'm not making this up. It's called an inflation 2.99% increase on our bills. Have you noticed that when you're now starting to go to restaurants, they're starting to charge you at will? Whatever they want to, it's they call them surcharges, right? But when you ask them what the surcharge is, they're telling you, if you press the issue the way that I do, I ask them, well, what is this for? Well, I remember this one restaurant just recently said to us, well, that surcharge there now pays for our employees' meals and their insurance plans. And we had said back to him, why are you gouging us to provide for your own employees? Hey, folks, people are taking on the communistic ideologies and the mindset of the American government that's tolerated, which runs counter to American government constitutionally. What am I talking about? Well, communists, they love to continuously try to get blood out of a turnip, okay? And they can do it for so far before that system collapses. This is what commies do. And a lot of people in this country are doing the exact same thing. They're gouging their customer base rather than taking it up the flagpole and dealing with the corruption at the top. They're starting to learn the ways of corruption concerning the bureaucracy or business model that the government is now setting. Hey, folks, it's only going to go so far. And I would honestly and strongly advise all of those business owners that are out there saying, well, I have to do it to stay in business. If you have to do it to stay in business in gouging your customer base, do you think for one moment that people are not going to catch on to what you are in fact doing? You're throwing a surcharge on your customers to pay for what it is that you can't pay because of inflation. We're already all succumbing to this. Everybody is having to pay the piper except the 27% of increase in billionaires worldwide since the pandemic, of course. Okay, so if we don't want to take it up and deal with the corrupt, we surely don't want to throw it down on our brothers. And if we throw it down on our brothers, we're just as corrupt as the system that we sit back and complain about. But you don't gouge your customer base, folks. Anybody noticing this all across the boards in the United States, regardless if it's housing, if it's a buying a new ATV, a new car? Cars are $100,000 today, friends. I remember in North Minneapolis when I was growing up, you could buy four houses for that kind of money. I'm not kidding you. Cars are $100,000, and I'm talking about just models that have always been, at least growing up, $14,000, $25,000, $35,000. I mean, it's getting to the point of being irrational. Well, you go into a restaurant, it's the same thing. It's becoming irrational. They're putting prices, expecting their customers to pay regardless of what they say. When you go to the store and you buy groceries now, it's becoming irrational all across the boards. We all get the point, right? How long do you think a system like that is going to sustain itself before it breaks? And on top of it, bringing all these illegals into the country at the same time. I mean, I want you to think about this. This is the Cloward Piven system that's in place today. And the base of it, the premise, is communism. It totally is. All the bad people in government, the corrupting government, how long do you think this is going to last? What happens when there's nothing else to steal from the people? And I'm talking about a people that will put up with this, okay? How long do you think it's going to last? It's temporary. Common sense comes into play. If you don't have money in the bank, you can't go out and buy anything, right? And there's no more money to take from other people. You're not going to have money in the bank. And what's going to happen? That system's going to collapse in on itself. The infrastructure will fall to the very ground. Again, common sense comes into play. So let's beware of what's going on out there, friends. Look at gas now. I mean, they're slowly creeping up. They're trying to Europeanize our economy. And I've warned of this for 20 years as well, folks. And when you look at the gas prices, this is absolutely ridiculous. Is it irrational? Absolutely, it's irrational. Speaking of which, another point I wanted to make before we get on to our first hard break here. I was talking to an individual today about a van, because the vehicles that we have in the ministry, we pretty much drive everywhere, so we can jack up a car or a van to 100,000 miles within less than 2 years. And when I was talking to this guy over at General Motors, he had told me, because we were looking for another van with lower miles on it, he had told me, Bradley, that General Motors is basically cutting off all of the dealerships on a nationwide basis. And they're trying to basically jam electric cars down the throats of the American people. I want you to listen to that. I said, so the government's corralling people in to buy what only that they'll allow to be sold. That's exactly right. Folks, this is an American government. If anybody can show me otherwise, please show me in the Constitution. I'll give you the phone number. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Join us on our social media platform, Rumble Feed. Subscribe to that page. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey, by the way, and did you notice during the pandemic, gas prices skyrocketed, and then all of a sudden Elon Musk, the Satanist, the occultist that's not married, but has a woman that has his children who calls herself a witch. Her name is Grimes. Isn't it interesting how he came out on the scene and 247% increase in Tesla car sales during that period?
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. You guys ready for this? Has anybody taken the time to follow my advice in ordering the book War is a Racket by Smedley Butler? Highest decorated Marine in the history of the Marines. If you've not taken the time to read that book, understand what's going on right now. Here, let me say it this way. All of those that have deceived you in the mainstream media, hand in glove with corrupt politicians over the last 150 years in this country are still at the helm today in a much greater degree of wickedness. Okay, John 8:44. I want you to contemplate this, that these are the same people that are selling you what's going on over in Israel right now. I want you to keep in mind, as I said yesterday, all of the crises, they are the ones that create them. Because if you look at the pill and the jam and follow the money trail, you'll always find out who's behind it. Okay? And in the process of that, friends, when they continuously create more war, which we're seeing, matter of fact, I have an article up right now by none other than Lindsey Graham. I mean, this guy's about as slippery as they get. Can we all agree on that? I think we can. He's a snake. He really, truly is a snake, just like his father, John 10:10. And there's no truth in these people. Lindsey Graham just said that U.S. must escalate Israel-Hamas war, or Hamas war, and start World War III for peace. Okay, now, I'll tell you what. First of all, let me say it this way. If that's what you want, Lindsey Graham, you first. You first. Americans, how many times have we been lied by these politicians that are making money under the table concerning these unconstitutional wars? Furthermore, I want you to contemplate this. If the banks are financing both sides of a war, then who do you suppose is going to profit from the war more than the banks in the military-industrial complex? Nobody. Do they have control over the mainstream media? Yes, they do. The CIA, over the top of six corporations worldwide are giving you 94% of all the propaganda narrative that you're receiving today. So it should come as no surprise that Lindsey Graham said U.S. must escalate Israel and Hamas war. Again, who profits from it? They do. Okay, and I'm going to show you this in just a moment here. Now, the reason I'm telling you about Smedley Butler's book is because when you're reading the book, War is a Racket, it's very short. And it's about as easy to understand as anybody can understand. It's amazing all the corporations that work together with the government to capitalize off the blood and the loss of their own children in other nations. So if they want war, the way to end these wars is to send them to these wars. Do you understand? Our forefathers, when they called forth a war, they were the first ones to go. Not today. Not today, friends. Nope. They want your kids to go to war. And isn't it interesting that not too long ago, Tim Brown just highlighted the fact that the federal government could be behind closed doors calling forth another draft. Nope. Ain't going to work. It's unconstitutional. And again, Mr. Graham and all of you corrupt politicians that talk much of war, the reason you talk much of war is because you've never been in war, number one. Number two, if you want the war, then you go to war. And why don't the masses across the earth today grab all of those political leaders, as they like to be called, or these elitists that they like to be called, why don't we take them, put them in a cage, and let them fight it out? After all, they're the ones that have a problem with each other, allegedly. No, they don't have a problem with each other, folks. It's WWF at its very worst. At its very worst. Now, I said this for the very purpose of highlighting what Smedley Butler warned us of. Smedley Butler warned us of wars, and he said, it's nothing but a racket. And I also want you to contemplate what Henry Kissinger said of war. He's the child predator. He's a pedophile. He's known as a pedophile. He's also known as a war criminal. But somehow or another, he sits right next to each one of the said corporate American presidents, and he advises them as to who they're supposed to go after next. He's the guy that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Now, are you going to send your kids on the behalf of such people as that? They're wicked, wicked men, to say the least. I also want you to understand another thing here, friends. And I just came across this right before the show. I want you to contemplate this. I want you to consider what I'm going to tell you next. Because we have a lot of Judases from the top to the bottom. Now, I know that we all are made aware of the fact that we have military heads in our military today that are actually men dressed as women. You're all aware of this, right? See, the joke's on you Americans, right? Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that Joe Biden's brother was just busted posting himself half naked to a gay porn site. I showed you the picture. Okay, this is what you're putting up with. Okay, and you've been putting up with this for a long time. Listen, a country that advocates for what God condemns is creating a war that it doesn't want. And that's what the American people are bringing. They're daring the justice of God to see if he really means what he says when he says, the nation that forgets me, I'll turn it into hell. Psalm 9:16-17. Okay? Now, let's go full circle to show you the Judases within our own government and our military to show you how they're working hand in glove with the military-industrial complex that we were warned of back in 1961 of January. I believe it was January 17th of 1961. Eisenhower warned the American people of the military-industrial complex. We all with this? Okay? And I'm taking this in stride because I want you to get it all. I know how I think and I know how I shoot things off really quick. So I'm trying to slow my roll. If you're on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, what you're going to see is the mainstream media divulging information to you that we all should have suspected in the first place. But did you know that over 80% of four-star retirees are employed in the defense industry? Maybe this should explain to all of you why there was a Vietnam. Remember, John F. Kennedy was putting the kibosh. He was putting the brakes on Vietnam. And then the very next day after he was assassinated, isn't it interesting how Johnson reversed the order? Nobody profited from that war more than the military-industrial complex, and they lost their soul over it. Why do I say that? Because there is no man that is able to save his own soul, and Scripture also tells us, Psalm 22, it also tells us that riches profit not in the day of wrath. So when they faced their judge, their money did them no good. No, now they're learning the hard way forever, for eternity, just like these guys are going to learn as well. Folks, Jesus was betrayed by Judas, Luke 22:48, for 30 pieces of silver. When you look at the headlines here, you can see as to how much of a problem we have become on a earthly basis. 80% of our four-star retirees, generals, are employed in the defense industry. Okay? Anybody need any more information as to more than what I just gave you? Because if you do, I'm afraid that I can't help you. Matter of fact, 26 of the 32 four-star generals and generals who retired from June 2018 to July 2023 were later employed in roles including, listen carefully, executives, advisors, board members or lobbyists for companies with significant defense business, according to the analysis from the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, a think tank that advocates restraining the military's role in U.S. foreign policy. You're being sold out at every given turn, aren't you, Americans? You certainly are. I mean, as if to suggest we weren't paying attention over the last how many decades in this country. Now look what we're having to deal with. The writing's on the wall, folks. Apparently these people think that this is the next Roman Empire, and the American people need to set the record straight. We got Jason calling in from Indianapolis. Jason, it's all yours. What say you, my friend?
Bradley Dean, man, I've been listening to you for about a year now, man. You have really opened my eyes to a lot of things. And, man, I just want to thank Jesus Christ through you, man. I'm not somebody that's, like, always been into believing in Jesus. But that being said, man, I just wanted to really just reach out, man, and say that you just have inspired me. And I thank you so much for, man, what you're doing. And you're standing on that ground, man, and just not allowing those to really influence you around you and standing on the word of Christ, man. And really just first and foremost, man, I don't think people really realize what is taking place right now, man, and how important it is for us to start standing up as men. I speak Amen. With people daily. I speak with them.
Jason, I got a heartbreak coming up on us right now, which was not planned. Hold on. I'm going to pick you up right on the other side, okay? Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel. He will be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has declared that every member of Hamas will be destroyed. The official death toll for Americans in Israel has risen to 24. That's according to the White House. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said 17 are still missing, and there are reports of several Americans being held captive by the militant group. Former CIA and NSA director and retired Air Force General Michael Hayden called for Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to be removed from the human race in a social media post. One winning ticket was sold in the enormous Powerball jackpot worth over $1.7 billion in Fraser Park, California. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. But guys, I got to tell you this. I'm going to take Jason back from Indianapolis real quick, and then after that, I got to get to these videos for you. Go ahead, Jason. I'm going to give it back to you, my friend. What say you?
Hey, man. I just, you know, first and foremost, you said something yesterday on your show that ask yourself who you fear. And if you fear man and fear your government, then that is who is in control of you. And instead of allowing Jesus Christ to be the head and that strength of your life, man. And I just, you know, I just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing. I don't want to take up a bunch of your time. And if there's anything that I can do, man, on my end, you just reach out to me, man, and let me know.
I appreciate you, Jason. Sign up on the monthly newsletter. Go to info@sonsoflibertyradio.com. And then we'll connect from there. How about is that? Or should I say, how does that sound?
That sounds perfect, man. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. I just thank Jesus Christ for you, man.
Amen. I thank Jesus Christ for Jesus Christ, man. I sincerely do. I seriously do. And I want to say something here, too. He is who he says he is, but we got to meet him on his terms. Period. He is who he says he is, but we got to meet him on his terms, period. Okay? Now, listen, I've been trying to get to this show for some time, and I want you to see this for yourself after I show you this. You guys did see this, right? I'm not kidding you. Did you see that CNN? Just to show you and to piggyback off what we were talking about the other day, CNN's caught staging fake attacks in Israel. Did you see this? You can't make it up, folks. You got to understand who profits from war. Those that are creating the war. Right? Here, look at this. This is a alleged CNN reporter This is why you cannot believe a thing that these little useful idiots have to convey.
The rockets coming in here.
Oh, the rockets that are coming in here. Remember in 1991 they did the same thing? We played that video for you, and they were in a studio in Atlanta, Georgia, creating the whole crisis.
A lot of jets.
Look at this, folks.
Sky, we could also hear the...
Oh, she sounds like she's just exhausted. She looks like she is scared to death, doesn't she? Hey, folks, they just want you to keep buying their garbage and their lies. These people are criminal.
We came to this location.
They're advocates in the conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. There's no doubt about it.
Carnage, Hamas militants.
They need to be held accountable.
Pickup truck. This was the first place where they breached that border wall.
Oh, she looks like she's just scared to death.
Moved down this strip.
I wonder if we're looking at a man or a woman. The courage that she is exhibiting is second to none.
Happened and we had to hit the deck, but
and then the guy behind her, he's on the
thing. We can get up now.
Oh, and they're telling us now we can get up. Yeah, are you okay?
Where are we moving to? Sorry, just 1 second. Okay.
Oh, are you okay?
All right, so now I can show you.
Now I can show you.
The scene here.
Yeah.
This is where those militants first came. Opening up fire on all these vehicles.
Boy, isn't that amazing?
Carriage down.
Cameras, all eyes on the next crisis, right?
Just show.
All cameras on the next crisis.
Some kind of strikes.
You know, I'm just curious. For all the years that we've known about these bad guys that we know have been created, you would think that the government would have came in, because the purpose is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. You would have thought that they would have taken a couple of these bad guys and made an example. No, they don't make the bad guys an example. What they do is the mainstream media takes the bad guys and pushes their message globally. Pay attention to how this is done. To do what? To teach you how to fear. To paralyze you. To leave everything up to them. I remember when the ISIS hoodlums, remember when they were catching these pilots, I believe they were from Syria, and they were taking them and they were putting them in cages and then starting the pilots on fire? Wasn't it interesting, and does it not strike you as rather odd that the mainstream media was right there to promulgate, to broadcast that message? Are you putting your thinking caps on, friends? How come the bad guys are never set forth as an example by governments across the world? Because they don't want you to fear the crime. They want you to fear them. And again, contemplate and consider what I'm telling you. Why is it that when the messengers are sent by the bad guys, why is it the mainstream media is right there to give you the message? But a righteous judgment is never set forth. Anybody paying attention? I hope you are. I really do. Because I'm quite frankly sick and tired of being lied to by administration after administration. And P.S., furthermore, isn't it interesting how we have right in front of us right now, Hamas has declared war on the American people? Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Yeah, I just wanted to make clear, because at the same time, simultaneously, our borders are wide open to Syrians in the thousands, military-age men that are coming in within our borders. Anybody think that's a little weird? Yeah. Who's doing that, friends? Is that a foreign government doing that to us? I'm just curious. What about the 900% increase of Chinese nationals that are crossing our borders right now? Talking to lawmen over there yesterday. They're well aware of what I'm talking to you about right now. Why isn't the federal government putting a stop to that and the state government's putting a stop to that, but they're doing just the exact opposite? Are you thinking? Okay, because I don't want to make judgments for you, but common sense does come into play. Did you see this, folks? Now we're being told that they're talking about terror attacks on America again. Did you see this? It's important that you do. This is in New York. Saborka reported this yesterday. Look at this.
And hurt and judged.
This is the Muslims blocking the streets up in New York City.
All of humanity needs to be a part of Islam, and we will not stop until it enters every home.
New York.
So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it. as if the ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah!
Oh, that's scary. Oh, notice how that's being promulgated. Scary. They're browbeating you. They're paralyzing you. When you fear the Lord, folks, strong is your confidence. When you're righteous in the Lord by His Holy Ghost and the work of the Holy Ghost, folks, Titus 3:5, you are made bold, forward to danger. Ooh, I'm trembling. I'm scared. What do we do now? Washington, protect us. Not. They're the ones alluring them into your country. Hey, and I just showed you a video of what's happening in New York. Sebastian Gorka just reported this. Okay? I want you to see this. Sebastian Gorka just reported this. That's in New York. Wasn't that where the terror attacks took place? Oh, it is. And for some reason or another, there's a couple thousand of Muslims that are on the streets, blocking up the streets, now demanding that their religion is the only way. You know what's interesting? The Bible tells us under a curse that your nation will be salt and rock, and there'll be no seed to produce anything. Isn't that what these people came from? Here, I got to say it this way. If their God is God, then why did they come to America? Why are they bringing their culture of death with them? Why is your government alluring them into this country? Why is there 35 jihadi camps reported CNN and Fox News? Why is there 35 jihadi camps in America today since 2009 that we know of? Why are the mosques increasing, skyrocketing statistically? Folks, my goodness, haven't you realized it yet? Just ask the DHS. You're the problem. You're the problem, Americans. You're the problem. And what's worse, then we see this. We see Rashida Tlaib. We see Cortez. All plants. All plants. And then we got a new girl on the left. And then we got this one. She is dumb as a rock. And I kid you, negative. They're raising money for what they call the Hamas in America. Folks, I'm not making it up. And as you can see on your screen right now, this is Omar. She is the first Somali American in the United States, we're told. And yet she talks about the destruction of who we are as a people. And she's there. And then the mainstream media highlights Omar. Again, Americans, this isn't a foreign country doing this to you. These are the powers that are tolerated in this country. And Americans, you have been sold out to your enemies because you have sold out the living God. Period. Okay? I needed to highlight that because I wanted you to see what's happening. And again, I'm not seeing anybody saying anything. Hey, Americans, your governors just said, come on into our state. You don't need to prove who you are. I don't care what country you came from. We'll give you a license. We'll give you welfare. We'll steal from the American people and give to you. And that's exactly what's happening. Well, Bradley, you're just, you're an alarmist. Yes, I am. Read Jeremiah 4:19. What does it say? An alarm for war? Are you kidding me? What does a faithful witness stand by and allow the enemy to infiltrate his country without warning the inhabitants thereof? You got to be out of your mind, folks. I'm going to answer for all of this, and so are you. You're going to answer for what you say and for what you don't say. We're in some serious, serious times. And isn't it interesting, all of the infiltration of illegals coming into this country right after these experimental jabs, and how many millions of people have been murdered by the experimental jabs? Again, just doing my best to think for you, friends. I'm not trying to scare anybody into submission to what you see. On the contrast, if the fear of God drives you to the foot of the cross, then I'm doing my job. Read Acts 20, verse 21. We're going to come right back at one more segment. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, do consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty, keeping us out there. We do not have sponsors. You keep us out there. Looks like we're getting sucked back into Michigan. Just got a confirmation 2 days ago on that one. We're going to be in Wisconsin on Tuesday. Missouri, we're going to be there with General Michael Flynn. Ooh, looking forward to that, I think. We'll see what happens there. My friend's putting that event on. That will be in Missouri with General Michael Flynn. Supposed to be in Phoenix, Arizona in January, California in January. We're looking to go back to South Dakota. We'll see what happens there. But again, right now what it looks like, folks, is Michigan, Wisconsin, that of Missouri, Phoenix, California, hopefully South Dakota. And we got to get back on our feet concerning the documentary that we're doing here concerning the East Coast as well. You don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going until you know where you came from. That's one of the things that we want to educate the people with hands-on. We want to be there and give you the information the best way that we can in building you up in the faith by going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Cool? Okay. So what I'm probably going to end up doing here, because I literally have 40 tabs pulled up right now. What's happening, Americans, my friends, is there's a lot of information coming down the shoot right now concerning live eyewitnesses to the shooting of John F. Kennedy. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's how many years ago? Well, that's been a long time ago, 23 plus whatever, right, since 1963. So we go 37 plus 23. That's what we're dealing with. That's how many years ago this has taken place. But here's the objective here for me. The Bible says the truth fell in the street. It tells us in Isaiah 59, the truth fell in the street, and it tells us judgment has turned backwards. Why? Because when the American people allowed the truth to fall in the street back in the 60s in this particular case, when the American people allowed their government and unconstitutional agencies to murder its own president, okay? One has to ask the question, some might say, well, Bradley, come on. Hey, listen, 81% of the people don't believe Oswald did it by himself, if at all, which I don't believe he had anything to do with it in the sense of pulling the trigger. Now, don't ask me. Ask all of these eyewitnesses that are now coming forth. These videos are now starting to rain down. How many years since November 22nd? 1963, the American people need to ask the question, why have you allowed these eyewitnesses to go unheard? Why are we now hearing today from the eyewitnesses? Because those that are responsible for the conspiracy, conspiracies are always within. That's how they can control conspiracy. Read the book of Kings, 1st and 2nd Kings. Conspiracies were always within because they can control the narrative. That's what they've done. Because the people allowed them to do it. Okay? I mean, folks, you had the FBI director, I think it was back in the 90s, say those that were responsible for the assassination wanted to make clear that they could get anybody that they wanted to. And that's why they shot the president down like a dog in the streets of America. That's what he said. Just think about that. Are you going to live your whole life wishing you would have did something in the face of your oppressors? Or are you going to actually take the time today and stand up against it? Hey, folks, are you going to allow these individuals to write history? Because in many ways you already have, because you've allowed them to tell you, the American people, the posterity of those that were alive during that particular time. I'm still a young man. Isn't it interesting that they said, the said establishment during that time, they weren't going to release the information on John F. Kennedy's assassination until 2025. Anybody see a problem with that? Anybody see them pointing all fingers back at themselves? Isn't it interesting, anybody that came out during that particular time and told you the truth, they were either murdered, which is a fact, over 400 people died around the assassination of John F. Kennedy. 400 people. Okay? They were either murdered or they were completely ignored. Okay? Just to jump on any question marks anybody might have, let's tee this up because we're going to do this tomorrow as well. I want you to check this out.
Our history, it brings to light an ugly nightmare.
This is the first of many, but I want you to hear this, and then I'm going to give you some actual eyewitnesses during that particular time that were there and they witnessed the shooting. And they'll tell you exactly where it came from. And it's not at all where the government said it came from. It came from the other direction. This is what they do. But what I'm going to show you right now is Lyndon Baines Johnson. He's a devil. He was a wicked man. Wicked man. And he was jealous of the Kennedys, by the way. But he had told his mistress as to what was going to take place in so many words concerning the assassination of John F. Kennedy 2 weeks before it happened. This is also found in Lady Bird Johnson's book. So it wasn't just his mistress that's telling us this. It was also her that heard Johnson hear of the same things. Check this out.
Lyndon Johnson told me, because he was angry, that after that day, that the Kennedys would never embarrass him again. That was no threat.
The Kennedys would never embarrass me again.
Texas,
that was no threat.
Says the unthinkable. That Vice President Lyndon Johnson knew of the doom awaiting President Kennedy. Even
of course.
He did. Bullet found its mark.
What did Lyndon Johnson tell you about the Kennedys? What were his thoughts?
Oh, he hated them with a passion. They were stumbling blocks to him. He had always sought the presidency of the United States.
Yep, this is called envy and greed.
Kennedy definitely had become a stumbling block to him.
Madeline Helen Brown is a woman acknowledged in many circles as a long-term mistress of the late President Johnson's and mother of his illegitimate son, Stephen.
I was his mistress, but actually I was his other family. We were just the hidden family, but Steve and I never did share publicly with him.
Madeline Brown's scandal was one of the worst-kept secrets.
I want to add to this so you understand Lyndon Johnson. She said, I was his other family. We were just hidden. Okay. It's interesting that if you know anything of your history, our forefathers established office in government, the institution of government, 1821 of Exodus. And our forefathers are also the ones that made known to us that the man and the office are one and the same. They can't be two. Let me put it this way. If a man can't be faithful to God, he'll never be faithful to his wife. And if he can't be faithful to his wife, he certainly shouldn't be put in a place of incumbency within the halls of government to represent any people, because he's unworthy of representing any people. Why? Because he's not faithful to God. And if he's not faithful to God, he's not going to be faithful to his wife. And if he can't be faithful to his wife, he ain't and is not going to be faithful to his people that he represents. Okay? Period. Just wanted to make clear.
It's in Texas. But this, a stunning inference that Lyndon Johnson was actually involved in the assassination.
Did Johnson have reason to believe that John F. Kennedy was going to be assassinated?
Yes.
That's a chilling charge to make.
Yes, it is. It sure is. But American people need to know.
Of course.
What actually happened during those years.
What did Johnson tell you about the people he believed were responsible for the assassination? Did he know who they were?
Yes, he knew who they were, and he also said that I knew who they were. They were the oil people and the CIA.
The oil people, the CIA.
That
had caused
the assassination. Well, why didn't Lyndon Johnson warn John F. Kennedy? He could have saved his life.
Again, it was his way to the presidency of the United States, too.
Telling me now, Johnson could have prevented this assassination.
Yes, he could.
Today, Madeline Brown lives alone with sad memories. Her son, Stephen, suffering from cancer, passed away when he was only 19. But still, her face brightens at the mention of Johnson's name, no matter what her allegations.
Well, he was always very warm and cordial to all of us.
Okay, so you guys get that. Okay, so Lady Bird said the same exact thing. Okay, now I want to go over to a guy. This is information that's being released to us today. Okay. This man's name is Warren Reynolds. He was a witness to the shooting of Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit. We're going to go back and forth, okay? But I want you to pay attention. Oh, my goodness. I can't even believe this. Oh, my goodness. Folks, it's the end of the show. I'm going to tee it up tomorrow. And do forgive me, because I always like to tee things up by just giving information as much as I can during the first half of the show. But when we come back tomorrow, do forgive me. I'm just going to go directly into this, because I want you to see that the eyewitnesses, if they're not dead, or if they're not being silenced, how they're totally, and they were, totally ignored by the mainstream media. And why is it that the mainstream media and the government's narrative completely contradicted eyewitness accounts? Not just once, but over and over and over again. Hey, folks, history is written by men who hung heroes, right? Are you going to allow them to lie to your posterity? No, folks, we need to get this right. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.